So I moved past the blow and then countered, and bam! It was my match. An easy victory, really. I know, and I'm learning a lot. Definitely feel like I could handle anyone who tried to come into the village. He says my form could be better, but the Night Captain can be so formal. He's a stickler for the rules like that. Doesn't know anything about fighting in the countryside, I says. All right, though. What's going on with you? You heard me. What's going on with you? Well, for one thing, you've been rolling that same piece of dough out since I came here. And it's been almost 20 minutes. I don't think it needs that much attention. And for another, you're favouring your left side. Tripped? Nice try, but you're not clumsy. Yeah? And what would Blake say if I mentioned it to him? Someone punched you. Hard, I'm guessing, by the way you've been grimacing slightly as you move. Don't you go lying to me. We're too good of friends for that. So who hit you? I want you to tell me so I can go and put that fucker in their place. But I figure that's why you're lying to me right now. Why, if I asked Blake, he'd have no idea what I'm talking about. Overreacting? Are you serious? No. You think this is okay? No one should ever lay a hand on you. Ever. Especially not now. Not when you're days away from the official engagement announcement. So who did it? Who punched you? Don't make me promise that. Because Blake is my friend too. And I can't hide this from him. No. Shh, sorry, don't cry. Please don't cry. All right, you win. My lips are sealed. Just, please, let me take you to be looked at. I will swear them to secrecy. But you're in pain. And we need to get you looked at. Then explain it to me. Right. I've seen her. Hangs out with those other gossipy ladies at court. She punched you. You keep saying not exactly. But what do you mean, not exactly? Either you were punched or not. That's it. You're being seen. Then show me now. I can't even list all the reasons. If she bumped into you and you felt a sharp pain, then she could have... Shite. Oh, it's a stab wound, all right. Shallow. Meant to hurt rather than kill. And judging by the angry shade of red around that wound, you might be getting an infection. You need to be seen by a healer. Now. Do it or I will go and tell Blake. I would if it meant keeping you healthy. Now go. I swear I won't tell him anything. Just please, let's go. All right. Lean on me. I've got you. This way. Enter. Ezra, come to tell me about your victory against the senior knights. It's been going around how this new upstart came in and showed the knights how to really fight. Oh, it's the knight captain who deserves the credit. He's an excellent teacher. He is. Yeah. Is there something you needed? I don't want you to lose your temper. They don't know I'm here. What happened? I need your word, Blake. You cannot overreact, or I'll never be told anything ever again.
I won't overreact.
You have my word.
Your fiancé was stabbed. What did you?
It was a shallow wound, and really, it's just the infection that's worrisome.
Infection?
But the healer assured me that they would be fine.
Stabbed.
Don't overreact.
How am I supposed to react?
Where are they? I need to go. I can't let you do that.
Move. Now.
They don't know I'm here. If you go and cause a scene, we'll both be out of the loop.
So what? You want me to feign ignorance?
At least for now.
What happened?
Well, from what I understood, some lady at court who hasn't been playing nice bumped into them, and apparently there was a sharp pain. That sharp pain being a knife, and well, I guess they didn't really notice that it was a wound, so they never cleaned it. I pressed for more details, but you know how they are.
I will have her head. She dares to attack my fiancé days before the announcement of our engagement. Her future ruler. That's treason. She should rot in a prison cell until...
I'm with you on that. But right now, I think your hands are tied.
Why?
Because she's the Countess of Germain.
Damn it.
House Germain supplies nearly all of our supplies for the military, right? That's what the Night Captain told me.
But the fact remains that she's stabbed,
and in the eyes of the law, the Countess currently ranks higher than your fiancé. And we both know what that would mean. Not exactly a jury of your peers when they're all nobles.
Oh, they will.
A little sore, but fine. The healer gave a potion to get rid of the infection. Should be gone in a few days. I should get back to them, though. I'll try to convince them to talk to you.
I should be the one by their side.
And you will be, soon.
Thank you for looking out for them, Ezra.
Don't thank me. They're my friend, too. I should get back, though. Don't want them to know I came here first.
Right. Thanks for letting me know.
Just do me a favor.
Aye?
Don't wallow, all right?
Wallow?
They didn't come to you because they knew how you'd react. How you'd interrogate the Countess and would do whatever was needed to get them to pay your damn consequences. And I'm not saying I wouldn't do the same thing in your position, but this is politics, Blake. And you've got to play the game. When you're king, maybe things can change. But for now, you two are both pawns on the board.
I won't wallow. And I won't do anything rash. Just take care of them, yeah?
Always.
I told you, love. There is nothing to apologize for. Hush. You needn't fret. All the council meetings were cancelled today. Apparently the Lord Chancellor fell ill with a nasty cold. Doesn't make sense to have the council convene without him. So, I am left with all this free time. And I want to be here with you. You didn't need to keep this from me. I know. And I understand, but we're partners, sweetheart. If the situations were reversed, would you have wanted me to hide any injury from you? Then don't hide things from me. I'm happy Ezra is able to help you, but I am your fiancé. I want to support you, to comfort you, to avenge you. Hush. Don't strain yourself. Might spike the fever. But I won't do anything. Not now. Not while you're recovering. Just focus on resting, all right? I won't do anything rash, I swear. I'm here with you. I'm always here for you. You know that, love. So tell me when things happen. Please. I promise. I tend to lose my mind when it comes to you. All sense of rationality flies out the window. Maybe you've put a spell on me. There it is. That smile I adore. The one that caught my eye all those months ago. The flower in your hair only added to your beauty. And? What did you think of me? Haughty. You wound me, love. I know you're teasing. Besides, I probably was a little haughty. Pompous, even. I think most royals are. Just rest now. I'm here. And I'll be here when you wake up. So close your eyes now. And dream of me. But I'm your pompous ass. Sleep now, my love. Hello, everyone. It's me, Mazarus, the Stroke of Midnight, and I want to give a huge shout-out to Lupin Scripts, who has once again given us a treat. While this is not the opener for Season 2, it's a nice little in-between story. Things are left uncertain where our beautiful couple will end up. Meanwhile, if you didn't see on an update for Arranged, the series was actually completely written. I just haven't gotten around to finishing recording and editing all the audios. What I've been doing to save me some time and give me a little bit of a break is taking the original audios and basically just remastering them for YouTube and making it so that they're safe for work. As you may already know, we're like on, what, episode 5 or 6 out of 12 or 13? So yeah, I'm quickly coming to a point where I need to start recording the things that I haven't recorded yet. I'm on my way to do that. And in all honesty, there are some things I want to redo with those audios, including getting another... if I'm being honest, I'd like to have someone else for one of the characters that comes out. I already have the beautiful Critter Jitter who's going to be appearing in that series, but I'm going to see if I can rope in Escaped Audios, because that guy's neat. He's also got an audio about him being a soda can that, if you haven't checked out, you're doing yourself a disservice. It's hilarious. Anyway, I want to thank you all so very much for watching this video. Remember to like, favorite, share, subscribe, comment down below everything you like about this audio. And in the meantime, thank you to all my patrons. You guys are amazing. You keep the lights going. There's honestly far too many of you to keep up to date, but I'm going to try and do that in the meantime. Thank you all very much, and as always, sweet dreams and pleasant nightmares.